In this shiur, we're going to speak a little bit about the holiday of Pesach, and also we're going to continue and complete the chapter of Likutei Moran that we're up to, which is Torah Resh Pei Beis, chapter 282 in Likutei Moran, which is one of the most famous Torahs of Rabbi Nachman. Before we begin, I'd like to dedicate the learning today, Leilui Nishmas, the Yahrzeits, the upcoming Yahrzeits, from a Perel Bas Rav Avram God, whose Yahrzeit is today, the 4th of Nisan, Elliot Kassin, Elio Ben Mazal, Elio Ben Rafael, whose Yahrzeit is going to be on the 8th of Nisan, on Thursday, Bahia Bas Latifa and Bahia Bas Reb Meir, whose Yahrzeit is on the 9th of Nisan, on Friday, and Sora Bas Iser Ber, whose Yahrzeit is going to be on the 10th of Nisan. In addition, Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Yosef, whose Yahrzeit is on the 10th of Nisan. We're also dedicating the learning for a complete Refuah Shalema, for all those that need it, in Eretz Yisrael, throughout the world, all those that need a Refuah Shalema, the Torah should bring a complete Refuah. Rabbi Nachman explains that each one of the holidays is a time of Hizgalus Harotzayim. It's a revelation of the will of Hashem, that everything going on is going on based on Hashem's will, not being controlled by nature, mother nature or mother-in-law nature, but rather being controlled only by the Ratzon of Hashem. Each one of the holidays reminds us, we remember a miracle that took place or a series of miracles. On Pesach, it's all the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of the Jewish people leaving Egypt, the 10 plagues, the splitting of the Red Sea, and all the other miracles that took place at that time. Shavuos, the miracles that we witnessed when the Torah was given on Mount Sinai, everyone was healed. The Torah tells us, V'chol ha'om royim, the entire nation was able to see. Anyone who couldn't see until that point was healed, and not just able to see, but they were able to see the sounds. Royim es ha'koilos, which is something that we can't fathom today, that it's possible to see sound. And all the crippled were healed, plus the addition of the other miracles that took place at the time of Matan Torah. And then Sukkos was celebrating with commemorating the 7 miracle clouds that accompanied Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation, throughout our trip in the desert. So the holidays are a time when we remember the miracles that took place in the past. But in addition, we're told that each and every year, including this year, when the holiday comes around, those miracles that were initiated when the holiday began, those miracles, that revelation of the will of Hashem, occurs again for those who believe in it. If we believe that this year Pesach is going to be a repeat performance, at least, of what it was thousands of years ago, of Hashem performing all the miracles that He did at that time, then we have the ability to tap into that. So the term that's used is Hizgalus HaRotzoim, a revelation that nothing is controlling Hashem, nothing is happening by itself, everything is happening only based on the Ratzon of Hashem, the will of Hashem. This term Ratzon, which means will, also means desire and goodwill. And in fact, we're told that on these holidays and also on Shabbos, there is an incredible flow of Ratzon from Hashem towards us, of goodwill, good desire, Hashem showing that He wants us. On the holiday we say, Ato becharetonu mikol amim, you chose us. O haftoisanu, you loved us, v'rotzisabanu, and you wanted us, you showed that you really want us. That's what these holidays represent, and that's what Shabbos also represents. The gift of Shabbos is a gift of Ratzon. It's Hashem's way of expressing how much He wants us and how much good He wants for us. And on Shabbos, this comes to a climax towards the end of Shabbos. On Shabbos at Mincha, we're told that that's when there's a revelation of Ratzon Sheberetzonos, the will of wills, where Hashem has the most fantastic good feelings towards us. And this is why on Shabbos at Mincha, we recite a pasuk, which we don't recite any other time during the week. We say, Va'ani sifilosi lecho Hashem eis rotzoin. I, my prayer, I present to you, Hashem, during this time of extraordinary goodwill, this Eis Ratzon, which is Shabbos, all of Shabbos. We know that Friday night, Shabbos morning at Mincha in the Shmon Esrei, we say, Bi Ahava Uvaratzon Hinchilanu. Hashem, you have given us this gift, this holiday of Shabbos, with love and goodwill. But on Shabbos at Mincha, it takes another, a higher level. It becomes Ratzon Sheberetzonis, the ultimate, the will of wills, the goodwill of goodwills. When Hashem feels closest to us, and when we have the ability to come closer to Hashem than any other time. This is why many of the great tzaddikim, especially among the Hasidic masters, the most important time of the week when they would teach Torah was Shabbos at Mincha, at the Suda Shlishit. That's when they reveal the highest Torah, because that's the time when Hashem feels closest to us and we have the opportunity to come closer to Him. Now, the Torah tells us that there's an incredible event that took place on Shabbos at Mincha, and that is the fact that three of the greatest tzaddikim of all time parted, their souls parted at this time, on Shabbos at Mincha time. Moshe Rabbeinu, who we're told that during his lifetime, he achieved 49 of the 50 levels of wisdom that a human being can possibly achieve. But we're told that when he passed away, when a tzaddik passes away, it's referred to as histalkus. He goes up. So Moshe Rabbeinu went up from 49 to 50. And the Arizal says the Hebrew word neshama, soul, reveals to us this secret. The word neshama is Moshe Nun, Moshe the 50th. So that even in bodily form, he didn't achieve the 50th level, but as a soul, he definitely did. Then we have Yosef HaTzadik, who saved the world. When Egypt was in famine, and Egypt was the economic center of the entire world at that time, and Yosef HaTzadik was the one who was able to turn everything around, to give Paro, to interpret Paro's dream, and to give him the advice as to how to cope with a seven-year famine. Yosef HaTzadik took control and was able to save the world at that time, as tzaddikim always are able to save the world. Yosef HaTzadik also, his soul left him on Shabbos at Mincha time. And the third one is Dovid HaMelech. The Gemara tells us that Dovid HaMelech begged Hashem to reveal to him when he would pass away, and Hashem ended up telling him that it would be on a Shabbos. And in the end, it was Shabbos Mincha time that his soul parted. And we're told that these three tzaddikim, Moshe, Yosef, and David, they represent the full spectrum of holiness, from top to bottom. We know that the full spectrum of holiness is represented by the 10 qualities of Hashem, the 10 attributes of Hashem: Chochma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Gevura, so on and so forth, going down to Malchus. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the upper three. He is the one who gave the Torah to the Jewish nation, which is Hashem's Chochma, Bina, and Das, the wisdom. In fact, the Torah says, Ato Horeso Lo Das, you are the one who revealed the Das. Yosef, the word Yosef, the numerical value of Yosef is 6 times Yud Kei Vav Kei, 6 times the name of Hashem. Yosef is the Midah of Yesod, which is a composite of the 5 above it. Yosef is 6 times Yud Kei Vav Kei because he represents Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. And David HaMelech is the Malchus. He's the final one, number 10. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the top 3, Yosef is the next 6, gives us 9, and Dovid HaMelech is number 10. He's the Shlemus, the completion. We're told that when it came to Mitzrayim, when it came to the holiday of Pesach, the holiday of Pesach is very special because then was revealed the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yosef HaTzadik. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who inflicted the 10 plagues on Paro. He's the one who led us out of Egypt. However, when we left Egypt, he had to take the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik with him to guarantee that we would succeed in getting across the Red Sea, that the mission would be a complete success. Vayikach Moshe es atzmois Yosef imoi. Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef HaTzadik with him so that together they were able to lead the Jews out of Mitzrayim and to get us across the Red Sea. The Pasuk says, Hayom ro'o. The Red Sea saw Vayonois, and it ran. And the Gemara says, Vayonois, it saw the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik, the one who ran away from sin with Potiphar's wife, and in his merit, the Red Sea was split. So it's a combination of Moshe and Yosef that brought about, that brought us the holiday of Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is why, in Parshas Bo, in the beginning, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Boy El Paroi, go to Paroi and tell him I have a message for him. I want him to know, Eis Asher Hisalalti B'Mitzrayim, that all of the fun, all of this fun, this mockery that I'm making out of Egypt, is all to enlighten the world, to make the world aware of my presence, of the presence of Hashem. The words there, Eis Asher Hisalalti B'Mitzrayim. The word Asher, Aleph Shin Reish, is Bigimatria, Moshe and Yosef. It's in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yosef that Hashem mocked Mitzrayim, Hashem finished off the Egyptians. How did he do it? Through the 10 plagues? The 10 plagues in the Haggadah, we read that one of the rabbis gave us a way to remember these 10 plagues. And he said, Detzach Adash Bi'achav. Detzach is Dam Tzvardeya Kinim. Adash is Orov Dever Shchin. Be'achav is Borod, Arbe, Choshech, and Makas Bechoros. All 10 plagues. These three words, which represent the totality of these 10 plagues, Detzach, Adash, Be'achav, are Bigimatria, Moshe, Yosef, exactly. It's these two great tzaddikim that were able to bring about the destruction of Mitzrayim, the downfall of Mitzrayim, and take us across the Red Sea. However, they did not finish the job. The job was not completed, really, until we got to Mount Sinai, until we received the Torah on Har Sinai. In fact, we're told that the creation of the world was not complete until we say on Friday night at Kiddush, we say Yom Hashishi Vayechudu Hashamayim Voretz. On the sixth day, Hashem completed heaven and earth. Because it's on the sixth day of Sivan, on the holiday of Shavuos, when Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Israel, that was the completion. That was mission accomplished. The mission was completed. And we know that the holiday of Shavuos represents David HaMelech. David HaMelech passed away on Shavuos. We read Megillas Rus on Shavuos, which speaks about the birth, preparation of the birth of David HaMelech, which took place on, which the Bnei Socha says, we know that Hashem completes the days of Tzadikim. So if the Gemara tells us that David HaMelech passed away on Shavuos, it means he was born on Shavuos. And that's when we have the Shlemus, the completion of this Ratzon, of this goodwill of Hashem, the three Tzadikim all united, Moshe, Yosef, and David, which together, all three of them, are Bigematria Tefillah, the word Tefillah, which means prayer, which is the ultimate expression of our desire for Hashem. We want Hashem, and Hashem's acceptance of our Tefillah is the ultimate revelation of Hashem's goodwill towards us, this Ratzon towards us. Because of the fact that on Pesach, it is not complete, this set, Moshe Yosef David, which represents a certain shlemus, is not complete. That's why we can't eat chametz on Pesach. We are not yet complete. We're not able to rectify everything, to repair everything. So that chametz represents a level of negativity that we cannot yet repair. That's why chametz is forbidden on Pesach. And it's forbidden until after Shvi Shel Pesach. On Shvi Shel Pesach, which is when the Red Sea was split, which was the revelation already. We started the count of Sfiras Omer. We started heading towards Shavuos. That's after the end, the completion of Pesach, is when Chametz comes permissible. But it's only on Shavuos that we actually bring Chametz to the Beis HaMikdash. We bring the Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves that are the special Korban of Shavuos, which are made from Chametz, to show that now we're at the Shleimus. We have these three tzaddikim together, Moshe, Yosef, and Dovid HaMelech. Now we have a Shleimus. Now even the negative force, the negative power of Chametz cannot affect us. We have the ability to turn it around, to bring it into the Kedusha, into holiness. And we find, interestingly, the Torah tells us that before, when the brothers sold Yosef HaTzadik into slavery, which is what initiated the whole going down to Mitzrayim, by sending Yosef HaTzadik down to Mitzrayim, through this lack of unity among the sons of Yaakov Avinu, this resulted in all of Klal Yisrael having to go down to Mitzrayim. So we're told that the brothers took Yosef HaTzadik, they sold him into slavery, and right after that, the Torah begins another story. It says, Vayehi bo'es hahi. It was at that time when the brothers just showed this terrible act of disunity by taking and a rebellion against this tzaddik, Yosef HaTzaddik, and selling him into slavery. Vayered Yehuda. Yehuda goes down and he goes to share his sheep and he meets this woman, Tamar, and he has relations with Tamar, who is actually his daughter-in-law, and from that union is born Moshiach ben David. From that union eventually comes out David HaMelech and Moshiach. And the Medrash says, Magid Meireshis Achris. Hashem already, Ad Sheloi Hischil Golas Arishan. The first exile hasn't even started yet. The Jewish nation hasn't gone down to Egypt yet. And Hashem is already preparing the final Redeemer. Hashem is preparing the birth of David HaMelech and of Moshiach. By this act of Yehuda going down there, and he meets Tamar, and all of this was the preparation and planning to put Moshiach in place. Because Hashem is always makdim the refuah to the makkah. Hashem always prepares the cure before the blow. And we believe this is why also, this is why before the holiday of Pesach, in a few days, today is Yom Rishon, Sunday, we're headed towards Shabbos HaGodol, the great Shabbos. Every Shabbos is great. Every Shabbos is a revelation of this Ahava and Ratzon, this love and goodwill that Hashem has towards us, which we express in the Kiddush on Friday night. We say it in each one of the Shemon Esrei's, Be Ahava uveratzon, with love and goodwill. And we said that this ratzon, this goodwill, is expressed especially when Hashem performs miracles, when he shows that he's willing to override the nature in order to save the Jewish people, in order to help the Jewish people. So every Shabbos has this to a degree, but this Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGodol, because this is when the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim really began, when the Jews took the idol of the Egyptians, the sheep, which the Egyptians worshipped. This was their idol, and they tied it to their beds in order to engage the Egyptians, so the Egyptians should ask, what are you doing? And they said, we're preparing to slaughter this. And the Egyptians wanted to pounce on them to kill them, and they were powerless. This was the first display that the Egyptians were the masters, the Jews are the slaves, and now there's a reversal, that the Jews are going to take the idol of the Egyptians, slaughter it, and the Egyptians are powerless, cannot touch them, cannot harm them in any way. The sheep. A person would say, today, how many people have sheep? The sheep, Rav Nosson Zal explains, if the sheep represents euros, dollars, yen, shkolim. The sheep are called in the Torah Ashteros, Ashteros. The Gemara says, Shema Ashroi says Ba'alein. Sheep is unique in that every part of this animal you can make money from. The wool you can share to make clothing. The meat is used for this, the hooves. The Gemara goes into detailed description how the sheep represents wealth, money. And Rav Nosson Zal says, the same idol that the Egyptians worshipped in Egypt is the same idol that the world is worshipping till today. The world thinks and thought that as long as money is in place, as long as the economy is okay, we're good. As long as I have the stock market, as long as I have my bank account, I'm good. And certain times Hashem shows the world that it's not money that's running the world, it's me. It's Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha. It's Hashem Himself who is above money. Hashem gives Li HaKesef V'Li HaZov. And we hope and pray that on Sunday, we know that the Shabbos before starts preparing the next week. And Sunday, today we said Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. We're starting the countdown to Shabbos HaGodol, to Pesach, which means that on Shabbos, this past Shabbos already, started being the revelation of this coming week. When we expect Shabbos HaGodol, we expect this holiday, we believe, we've seen throughout history that we have experienced many crises, Klal Yisrael, many crises, and always Hashem came through in the end. There are casualties, unfortunately, and we hope and pray in the zechus, in the merit of the Torah and Tefillah and Mitzvos and Tzedakah and Chesed that all of Klal Yisrael is trying to do, we hope that there will not be any more casualties, no deaths, no illnesses, no harm, no financial harm to anybody. But our attitude is one of optimism. We know the Torah tells us that there were two examples of how tzaddikim responded to tragedy. Aharon HaKohen, one of the greatest tzaddikim of all time, on one of the happiest days in the history of the world, when the Mishkan was initiated on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first time ever that Hashem allowed the Jewish nation to put up a structure, a building, where Hashem said, I will be there, I will take my divine presence and bring it into the Mishkan. And on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when they were celebrating this incredible event, two of Aharon HaKohen's sons died. Nadav and Avihu died. And the Torah tells us what was the response of Aharon HaKohen? Vayidoim Aharon. Aharon HaKohen was silent. He didn't say a word against Hashem. He didn't say a word. He didn't express a word of depression, of giving up hope, of any negativity. After Aharon HaKohen comes David HaMelech. And David HaMelech, from the day he was born, the Torah tells us he was born without years. He wasn't expected to live 30 days. He needed a donation from Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon donated 70 years of his life to give King David HaMelech life. That's why Adam HaRishon lived 930 years instead of 1,000 years. Hashem had said, on the day that you eat from this tree, you're going to die. And we know a day of Hashem is 1,000 years. Ki elef shonam b'enocha ki yom esmo. So Adam HaRishon could have lived 1,000 years. He donated 70 of his years to David HaMelech, who was born without years. And because those years, the years of Adam HaRishon, were defective, Avraham, Yaakov, and Yosef had to donate 70 years of their life to overlay those 70 years, to inject good into it. David HaMelech went through one challenge after another. And we find that David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Leman yizamercha kovod velo yidom. That my life, every moment of my life is an opportunity to sing the greatness of Hashem, to sing praises to Hashem, velo yidom, and not to be silent. Meaning that he took it to another level. It's an incredible high level of emunah, of faith in Hashem, when a person is hit a terrible blow and the person is silent. They don't say a word against Hashem, or they don't speak in any negative way whatsoever. That's what Aharon HaKohen taught us. David HaMelech took it to another level. Leman yizamercha kovod velo yidom. That even when I'm going through difficulties and challenges and stress and tragedy, I still continue to sing the praises of Hashem. David HaMelech says, Bahashem Ahalel Dovar, Belokim Ahalel Dovar. I praise Hashem when He shows me Yud Kei Vav Kei, when He shows me His name of kindness, and I praise Hashem, I sing the praises of Hashem when He shows us Elokim, the Midas Hadin. The entire Jewish nation all over the world is being tested today. All of us are being tested that we're seeing tragedy, people ill. David HaMelech gave us a gift. He gave us the book of Tehillim, the Sefer Tehillim, which is a composite. It includes in it all of the suffering and pain and difficulty and challenges that any Jew ever would go through. Any individual Jew and the entire Jewish nation is all included in the book of Tehillim. And Rabbeinu Zal taught us to make use of this Sefer Tehillim. We know that throughout the world, all Jews know, whenever there's emergency, it's this special book of Tehillim, this special Sefer Tehillim, which is Tefillah, which is Ratzon. At the same time, we're told that there's something that precedes Tefillah. The Gemara says that one of the rabbis, Rabbi Elazar, whenever he would go to pray, he would first give tzedakah, Rabbi Elazar, yohiv pruta, v'hadar matzli. He would give charity, and then he would pray. Because the commandment to give tzedakah, the Torah says, pasoyach tiftach, open your hands to give to the poor person, to those that need. Rabbi Nachman explains, pasoyach tiftach, tzedakah opens openings, it opens doors, those gates that are locked, that are closed. We're told from the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the gates of tefillah are blocked. There are blockages, and we're told that this mitzvah specifically has the power to open the openings. Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Likut Imran that the word matzois is spelled in the Torah usually mem tzadik vav tuf. But there's one place in the Chumash where matzois is spelled mem tzadik tuf. And Rabbeinu Zal says there's a reason for that. The word matzas, mem tzadik tov, makes up the first letters of tzedakah, tatzil mimoves. That tzedakah saves and protects from death. We know that nothing is coincidental. Jews now are preparing. They're buying matzas. About an hour ago, somebody knocked on my door, a person from Yerushalayim, and said, please help me, I haven't bought matzas yet, I need matzas. All Jews are getting ready to buy matzas, to eat matzahs, to celebrate this holiday. We hope and pray that this will bring an end to all the death and illness and destruction, and that Hashem will give all of us Chaim Aruchim, Chaim Toivim, Chaim Nitzchim. All those that can are invited to participate. We have also a campaign for Mois Chitim, those that have given Tiskul Mitzvos. It should serve as a protection for us, our families, our friends, and all of Klal Yisrael, and all those that can are invited to join to help out. I'd like to use the rest of the time that we have, about another 25 minutes or so, to continue and complete the chapter in Likut Imran that we're doing, which is actually a siyum. In the first edition of Likut Imran, the one that was printed during Rabbi Nachman's lifetime, this was the siyum of the sefer. This was the completion of the sefer. We know that when a person participates in the siyum, they get credit as if they were there for the entire thing. So hopefully it should be as if all of us learned the entire Likut Imran. We're continuing from where we left off last week. We're in chapter 282 in Likut Imran, and we're up to the part in brackets where Rab Nosson Zal says, "V'hizhir Rabbeinu Zal." Rabbeinu Zal warned all of us, ma'oid, in an extreme way, leilech im ha-Torah hazois, to go with this chapter of Likut Imran, to walk with this chapter, to keep this with us at all times. He didn't say that. There were 282 shiurim. Out of all of them, he said, this is the one to keep with you at all times. Ki hu yesoid godoil, because this chapter is an extremely important prerequisite l'chol mi sheroitze l'iskariv l'Hashem Yisborach, for anyone who wants to come close to Hashem, u'leval yoivad oylomoy legamri chas v'shalom, and not end up forfeiting, losing their entire world, the world to come and the world now. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki roiv b'nei yodom shirachoykem Hashem isborach, because a large portion of the people that are distant from Hashem, ikar richukam hu machmas morashchoyra v'yatzvus. The main thing that's keeping them far from Hashem is depression, sadness, melancholiness. Machmas shenoiflim bedaitom. They lose their self-respect, they lose self-confidence, they lose faith in themselves. Why? Machmas sheroyim biatzmam goydel kilkulam. Because they see the great mess, all the mistakes that they've made. Shekilkulu maseim, they've done so many bad things. Kol echot kfima shiyedeya biatzmo yesnigei levovoy machoivov. Each and every individual who knows all the things that they've done wrong, umachmazeh heim noiflim bedaitom, and because of this, the people become depressed, verubam meyayshim atzmam legamri, and most of the people end up giving up completely, giving up on themselves. I'm a failure, I'll never succeed, I can't do this. V'al yidei zeh einam mispalalim bekavona klal. And because of this mistake, they don't put sincere effort into their prayers. Ve'einam oisim afilu masha yecholim la'aseh sadayin. And they don't do even what they're capable of doing to bring themselves close to Hashem, to improve our lives. Al kein, therefore, tzorich ha'odom lahaskil ma'oid al dover zeh. A person has to really, really understand what we're saying here. The message of this chapter in Likut Imran, where Rabbi Nachman emphasized looking for the good in every person and looking for the good inside of yourself. That even if you see a person who has done thousands of things wrong, you can never say about a Jew, about a person, you're no good, you're nothing, you will never succeed. Because every Jew has some good in them. They have a spark of good. There are good things that they've done in their lives. And Rabbi Nachman says the same thing is about you, about every single one of us. Every single one of us, when things look bad, when we're focusing on all the terrible things and the big mistakes and the sins we've committed, we must remind ourselves, we must search and remember and find the good things that we've done in our lives and be able to hold on to that and use that as a rope to take us out of, to save us from drowning and to pull us out of the mud, out of the quicksand, and to give us an opportunity to start over. Kikol hanafiloi shebedaitoi. Because whenever a person experiences depression or that feeling of worthlessness, afal pishu machmas maisim ro she'osa be'emes, even though it's the result of bad things that the person actually did, im kol ze, despite that, hanafila shebedaitoi, the depression and the loss of any self-respect, that comes on to the person because of this, hakoil hurak maisa baldover. This is only the work of the yetzer hara, the evil inclination. Shemachlish daitoi, he's trying to discourage the person. Kedei lahapiloi legamri chas v'shalom. In order to defeat the person completely, in order to get the person to quit, to give up. Al kein, therefore, tzrichim lehischazek ma'oid leilechem atoy razois. A person has to be very strong to go, to walk in life with this chapter on Likutei Moran. Lechapes ulevakesh piatzmoi kol pam eze ma'at toy v'nukudas toyvois. To always search for and find the good points in myself, the little bit of good. And to use this to revive myself and to bring myself to joy and happiness by focusing on the good things that I've done. And through this, be able to look forward and hope for Hashem's salvation. And if a person will do this, v'yuchal lehispalel ulezamer ulahoydes l'Hashem, the person will be able to pray and to sing and to give praise to Hashem. Bibchinas, as King David says, azamra leloikai bioidi, I sing to Hashem with that little bit, that little bit of good that I was able to discover when things look terrible, when it seemed to me that I was all bad, that gives me, I'll sing to Hashem with that. Vayideze yizke loshuv be'emes el Hashem. And with this kind of attitude, anybody and everybody will be able to do tshuva, to return to Hashem. And that's really the clincher of what will solve all the problems of the entire world. Rabbi Nizal continues, Veda, and you should know, Shemi sheyochoy lasos elu hanigunim, that a person who knows how to make these songs that we spoke about previously in this chapter on Likut Imran, Dehainu, which means, Lelaket hanekudos toivoy shenim sebechol echad v'Yisrael, to gather up the good points that are found in each and every single Jew, vafilu bepoishei Yisrael, even in the worst sinners, a person who can grab those good points, a good point here, a point here, a point here, a point there, and that's how you construct a song. Those who are familiar with music know it's notes, it's dots, little dots that are put together. This dot is a full note, this dot is a half note, a quarter note, an eighth note, and this dot is over here, and that dot is a little higher, and that dot is a little lower. That's how you construct a song in music. Hu yochoy lehispalel lefnei hamud. A person who knows how to do this, he's qualified to lead the communal prayers. Ki hamispalel lefnei hamud hu nikro shliach tzibur. Because the one who leads the prayers is called the messenger of the people. He must be one who is sent by the entire community. Dahainu, which means shetzorech sheyekabetz kol nekuda toivo shenimsa bekolach miyamispalim. He has to be the one who could look at the entire community and be able to see the good in every single one of them and gather those good points from each and every single person that's there in the synagogue or in the community. And all of their good points should merge into him, into the one that's leading the prayer. And he gets up to pray to Hashem with all of this good that he's gathered from all the people that are present. This is a true messenger of the community. Remember the word tzibur, the tzaddik stands for tzaddikim, the bey stands for beinonim, intermediate people, and the resh stands for rishoim. He's able to gather to the good in every one of these three groups. V'tzorech sheyir boi b'china gavoya kazu. In order to be a real prayer leader, he has to have this incredible quality. Shal yidei zeh yiu kol hanekudos te'evim elav, by which all the good points of all the people will be drawn to him, v'yiu nechlolim boy, and they will become part of him. Umi sheyuchal asis nigunim anal, one who can make these songs, dahainu sheyochoy lodon es kol odom lekaf schus, which means he's got the ability to judge everyone favorably, afilu es hakalim v'rishoim, even the people who are very weak in their religion, and even people who are sinners. Because this person puts in every effort to search for and to find the good points in every person, by which he constructs these songs. A tzaddik who is on this level, he's the one who's really qualified to lead the prayers. Dahainu lispalef neomud. Ki hu yeshboi b'china zu hatzricha lahashliach tzibur hehogan be'emes. Because he has the most important quality that's needed to be a prayer leader. We find in the Shulchan Aruch, when it speaks about the high holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and it says that in all the synagogues, in all the communities, they should try to search to find a real special individual to be the one to lead the prayers. And it lists about 30 different qualities that this person must have. But then it says in the end that all of those qualities are important. But the most important quality by far out of all of them, he should be a good person, a person who has a good reputation, he does mitzvahs. The most important one is merutza lekohol, someone who is accepted by all the people. How is one accepted by all the people? When that person accepts all the people. A person who has no negative feelings towards anyone in the community is someone whom no one will have any negative feelings towards them. That's merutza lekohol. It's got to be a person whom all the good points of all the different people are drawn to him, and they actually merge together inside of him. He's the one who can gather together all the good points that are found in every single Jew, afilu bepoishe Yisrael, even in the worst sinners. Pesha means a person who sins spitefully against Hashem. That's the worst category. Paragraph Dalit, Veda, and you should know, Sheyesh bechol doer vodoer roye, that in each and every single generation, there is a shepherd who leads the flock. Vehu bechinas Moshe. He is an aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehu Raya Mehemna, who is given the title the trust, the faithful shepherd, v'zeh ha-roye hu oise mishkan, and this shepherd builds a residence for Hashem, for the divine presence of Hashem, a mishkan. V'da, and you should know, shetinoikos shel beis rabon, that the small, the young school children, mekaplim hevel piem shein boichet, mizeh ha-mishkan, they receive their pure speech from that mishkan that the tzaddik builds. V'alkem, we know the Gemara speaks about this many times, that when small children pray, it's spectacular, because they have this pure breath. They haven't spoken any Lashon Hara, they haven't defiled their speech. V'alkem, and therefore, hatinoik, a small Jewish child, kishemaschil likroi solikones batora, when he starts going to cheder, to elementary school, and they start teaching him how to read, Humaschil min vayikra el Moshe. They first have him read the first pasuk or the first few lines of Chumash Vayikra, which was yesterday's Torah reading. Shehu Aleph Zeira, where the word Vayikra, that Aleph at the end of the word, is written in a Sefer Torah, smaller than the standard Aleph. Medaber migemar hakoma samishkon, and that pasuk discusses the completion when Moshe Rabbeinu completed putting up the mishkan. Sheoz koroy Hashem isporat. That's when Hashem called out to him. Vehischil edaber iboy mehamishkon, and Hashem started speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu from the mishkan. The speech of Hashem actually came from between the two kruvim, the two cherubs. That's where the voice of Hashem would emanate from, and Moshe Rabbeinu would hear it. The Sforim tell us that the words Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, from between the two cherubs, that's where the prophecy came. That's where Hashem spoke. The first letters of Mibein Shnei HaKruvim spell the word Moshe. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu received his prophecy, the divine words of Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, Misho maschilim hatinoikos. It's from there that the small children are taught their first pasuk in Chumash to read. Ki misho mekablim hevel pihem, because they receive their holy breath from the Mishkan. Umisho maschilim likrois ulikones latoich haTorah. And that's where they begin to read and enter into Torah study. Now we know the word for prayer leader is chazan. A chazan is a prayer leader, and the word for prophecy is chazoin, a vision, the vision that the prophet saw. Here we see the connection between prophecy, when Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, the prophecy that Moshe Rabbeinu received, he received it from the Mishkan, and the true prayer leaders, the small children, they receive the breath of their mouth from the Mishkan, from this Pasuk Vayikra, which represents the completion of the Mishkan. Veda, and you should know, Shekol HaTzadikim Shebedoyer, that all of the righteous people of the generation, all of the tzaddikim of the generation, kol echod ve'echod hu bechinas roye, each and every one of them is a shepherd. Ki b'chol echod ve'echod yesh boi bechinas Moshe, because every single tzaddik has an aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu in them. V'chol echod ve'echod l'fi bechinasai hu oise bechinas Mishkan, and each one of these tzaddikim, based on what level they're on, they are building a Mishkan. Shemisham mekablim hatinoikos hevel piem, from which the small children are receiving their breath, their holy breath. V'chol echod l'fi bechinasai, and each and every tzaddik, based on his level, based on how much he resembles Moshe Rabbeinu, l'fi bechinas hamishkan shehu ose, based on the Mishkan that that tzaddik is building, kemokein yeshloi tinoikois shemekablim shom. So too, that tzaddik has his group of children that are receiving from his Mishkan. Nimtza, sheyesh l'chol echot ve'echot mitzaddik ha'doer sach tinoikois. So this tells us that each and every tzaddik of the generation has his number of children, shehi mekablim hevel piya mimenu, who are receiving the breath of their mouth from him, kol echad l'fi bechinosoi, each and every tzaddik based on his level. V'ze bechinas mashon rabbi senuzal, and this is what the Gemara tells us, shetinoikois nitposin al avoin hador, that there are times when small children are snatched away because of the sins of the generation. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Urei es gedi oisayich, graze your young goats al mishkenois horoyim, through the mishkans of the shepherds. Now the word mishkan means a tabernacle, a residence, and the Gemara also says, Shemis mashkenin al horoyim. These young children are taken as collateral. They're taken as guarantee for the shepherds, for the elders. V'zehu al mishkenois horoyim, al shehem mekablam hevel piem mebechinas hamishkonois shel horoyim. These small children receive their holy breath from the mishkans which these shepherds are building. Dahainu at tzadikim shebedoyer, shekol echod oise mishkan, where each and every one of them is making a mishkan. Ach leida kol zois, paragraph vav, the final paragraph. Ach leida kol zois, however, in order for one to really know all of this and understand all of this properly, hainu lodas kol tzaddik v'tzaddik, to be able to know each and every single tzaddik, ezehem hatinoikos hashiyachem loy, and which small children belong to each individual tzaddik, v'kama hem mekablam mimenu, and how much of their breath do they receive from him, v'leida kol habechinos sheyesh bozeh, and to know all aspects of this, v'hador sheyovoy mehem ad hasof, and to know the generations that are going to come from these children, until the very end of time, da, you should know, mi sheyuchal la'aseis nigunim anal, the one who knows how to make those songs that we spoke about earlier, the one who knows how to see the good in everyone, hu yochol leida kol zeh, that person will be able to know all of this. V'zeh soid ma'ashom rabbi senzachan avrach ba'mishnah, and this is the secret behind what we find in a mishnah, in Masechta Shabbos. Those that are learning Daf Yomi just came across this not long ago. Be'emes Amru, in truth, the rabbi said, Hachazon Roye Heichon Hatinoikos Koirim. The Chazon, the prayer leader, sees where the small children are reading from. Hachazon Dahainu Misha Yochoy Lasis Nigunamanal. The prayer leader is the one who knows how to make the songs that we discussed earlier, those songs that are constructed from the good points in all the people. Shehu yochel liyos chazan u'shliach tzibur. He's the one who's really qualified to be a leader of communal prayers. L'spal lifnei omer, to lead the prayers. Hu roye v'yodea, he's the one who sees and understands, heichon hatinoikos koirin, where these small children are reading from, meaning, hainu etzel ezet tzadik heimekablem hevel piyem, from which tzaddik of the generation is this group of children receiving the holy breath of their mouths? She'al yodoi, through this tzaddik heim koirin, they're reading v'nichnosin batorah and entering into Torah study. Rav Nosson Zal writes, tam v'lishlam sefer harishon, with this we complete the first volume of Likutei Maran, which is the volume that was published during Rabbi Nachman's lifetime. Tehilo Lekel, blessed, we give praise to Hashem, Achroin Verishon, who is the final one and the first one. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, there's an additional three chapters which Rav Nosson Zal heard from his friends, which were not brought in the first section of Likutei Maran. This will continue, Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully next week. And we'll try next week also to divide the shiur if possible, to have a major part of the shiur about Pesach, preparation for Pesach, and also to continue with the Likutei Maran. Our best wishes to all those that are with us, Eis Asher et Yeshnoi Poi, and those that are not with us present. All of us should be zeuche to chayim, to life, chayim toivim, chayim aruchim, good life, long life, to beautiful nachas from our families and friends, all of Klal Yisrael, the entire world should receive the Yeshua that we need, especially with the coming of Moshiach and the building of the third and final Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, b'mheira v'yameinu, Amen.